The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Prince Rupert's Sugar Shack Festival is back. Association des Francophones et Francophiles is holding the 13th edition of their Sugar Shack Fest after facing a couple of challenges with previous COVID-19 restrictions. Executive Director for AFNO, Patrick Witwicky, explained how the association started and when Sugar Shack Fest was established.
We officially became a society, a nonprofit, in 2000. And originally our office was in Kitimat from 2000 to 2010. And from 2006 until coinciding with the Winter Olympics in Vancouver 2010, we actually did hold a winter festival in the community of Kitimat from 2006 till 2010. But then our board decided for various reasons it was time for a change. Our association was supposed to be regional, Northwest, but it basically was just Kitimat, Terrace, with the odd member from other communities. So the decision was made to move our office to Rupert in 2010. And from that point, the dream of introducing a Sugar Shack Festival in Prince Rupert was born. So the first one took place in January 2011.
Witwicky explained that though the first few years started out small, by 2017, the festival had garnered a lot more attention just before the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Between 2017 and 2020, we sold it out three times, including the peak in 2020, where including volunteers and special guests, we must have 350 people at the brunch just having a great time, jumping up and down to the music, the food. And then, of course, the pandemic hit and it was back to square one. We did managed to do a smaller one back in March of last year because due to COVID restrictions, we weren't allowed to do it in January. And I think that has messed things up a little bit in that it's taking some time this year, returning to our usual date the last weekend in January with 300 tickets for sale.
Though this year's festivities won't last for 10 days, Witwicky highlighted some of the events that will take place over the four-day affair.
The food is, it's all made from scratch. It's absolutely incredible. We use only real maple syrup. Have the toffee on the snow for the kids and, of course, the adults if they want to partake. The live music, which always has a francophone flavor. We have Andrew Goulet playing our Sugar Shack and Rupert. It's just, we always have lots of prizes. We have activities for the kids. I believe we're going to have face painting here in Rupert. I mean, obviously, the Cedar Rose Workshop is pretty awesome, but we also have Francis Riley performing live for us at the kickoff social on the Thursday of Sugar Shack.
Witwicky says the brunch event is one of the headlining affairs for the festival and explained what's on the menu this year.
Starts with Le Taltiere, which is basically a French-Canadian meat pie, again, made from scratch. We do the pancakes made from scratch. We do beans roasted in maple syrup. It's really good, trust me. We do poached eggs in maple syrup. There's a theme here. We do potatoes au gratin, which is kind of a little bit spicy. It's got a little bit of onion, paprika, that kind of thing in the potatoes. Then for desserts, we have sugar pie. And I know that sounds, oh my goodness, sugar pie. But they are actually really delicious. And French is tarte au sucre, which for whatever reason sounds way better. But if you haven't tried it, once you try it, you'll be like, oh, okay, I see why people rave about this. It's sugar pie for dessert.
With a little extra reopening funding this year as well, Witwicky talked about the new Cedar Rose Workshop that has been added to the programming.
Coming out of the pandemic, we did get some additional funding called reopening that is celebrating all languages, and by all languages, that includes Indigenous languages. So specifically using that funding, we set up this workshop with Frances Jackson, and her granddaughter Cooper will be there helping out. But it was because it was limited to 20 people. It filled up, like it was full in 24 hours, which is pretty exciting.
Witwicky says that it's exciting to have the festival back in full swing and talked about why the event is important to AFNO.
I think for us, and it always has been, the importance of French language, culture, and education, whether it's as a first, second, or in some cases third language, just has been super important to celebrate the culture, and we are more than happy to be a supporter and advocator for French language, culture, and education in all our Northwest communities. But it's also, with French language, specifically in Canada, the opportunity to be bilingual. We just see it all the time that there's just more opportunities. It just opens up more doors, no matter who you are. And so our association really believes in that, but at the same time, celebrating all cultures, all languages, everything to us is important. When you're a kid, the more languages you learn, the better.
The Coffee Social at Cappuccino's kicks off the event on January 26th and closes out on January 29th with the Cedar Rose Workshop. To purchase tickets for any event, you can contact AFNO at 250-627-1313 or through email at affno@citywest.ca. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.